Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Are you blessed up until now? Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we always want to confess His finished work. Amen. Say, all my sins are forgiven and forgotten. I am the righteous, right standing with God through Jesus Christ. I have grace, great grace. I have mercy. I have compassion. I have knowledge. I have wisdom. I have authority over Satan, principalities and powers, over the works of the flesh. Tonight, I'm coming alive under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I shall break through and be free, spirit, soul, and body, because Jesus said I can be free. And so I'm free by His love in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what's carried me many, many years, you know, coming out of booze and drugs and a death wish and multiple sclerosis and all those things that God healed me of. I had a death wish, and I used to play with a 357 Magnum, and I stuck it to my head one night, and it didn't go off, and I stuck it to my leg, and went off, and gangrene set in, and they cut the leg off. This is before us, you know, way back when, so that's why I'm walking on plastic. But with this, you get no varicose veins, you see, amen, and your foot don't ache, nothing happens, it's just there, it is what it is, amen? So Jesus brought me out of all that stuff, so I've been ministering in the gifts of the Holy Spirit for a long, long time, and that's what blesses people, and you people will be ministered tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, amen? Hallelujah. God has set many, many, many people free through this ministry. Yeah. Say, revival is birthed out of His love. So if you want revival in your ministry or your business or in your own individual, it's birthed out of His love. And there's some things that you and I must know about His love. And so we're going to go through some scriptures here tonight. See, we're always learning about faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God and all that stuff and everything else. All that is a maintenance program. See, as far as Jesus is concerned, you're healed. As far as Jesus is concerned, you have a sound mind. As far as Jesus is concerned, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we've been taught many times, we're trying to work our way there, but that's nothing but a maintenance program. You see, we have to find out and believe and realize, hallelujah, that it's finished. Say it's finished. See, some people don't get a hold of this. That's the reason why it says, eye has not seen, ear heard, into the heart of man. Those things that God has prepared for them through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, it's revealed to us, the next verse down, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He reveals it to us. And so I had to get a renewed mind and learn, you see, about the finished work of Jesus. I'm not working to be healed. I'm already healed. I'm already loved. My sins are already forgiven if I've accepted Jesus into my life. And that's learning about His love. Revival always comes from God's love. So if you're in another church, you're around town, and that's fine, and you're expecting revival, it ain't going to come unless if we're doing it through prayer and fasting, we're trying to twist God's arm, we're trying to bring revival on, it's only going to come through His love. His gifts of the Spirit is His love. Amen? Healing and miracles, and creative miracles, comes from His love. And so a lot of people say you don't have enough faith. Well, you don't have enough faith. But if you're working at His finished work, it's all been done. And you have enough faith for that. Amen? So if you would, Steve, John 17, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. See, a lot of us are taught if you'll have a lot of faith, you can get this and get that and everything else, but we're not focused on the finished work of Jesus. The finished work of Jesus is his pure love. Amen? So we're at 17, 1 to 5, and it says, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him the authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. 17, 1 through 5, is that what you asked, Steve? Okay, again, 4. That's 3 there, right? I have glorified you. So if you want to bring glory to the Lord, you have to finish what the assignment he's given you. You have to finish it. Are you listening? Jesus is our example, you see. So I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. So if you want to glorify the Lord, everybody in this place has been given something to complete for God. And so Jesus finished the work. Now he's telling you whatever he's assigned to you, appointed for you to do, if you'll finish that, you'll bring glory to him. Whatever that may be. It may be working with teens. It may be the fivefold ministry. It may be business. Whatever it may be, if he's given it to you, appointed you to do it, you'll bring glory to God if you finish it. Amen? So Jesus said, I have glorified you on the earth. See, he came to earth, came from the Father God, manifested in the flesh to finish the work that God sent him to do. So your healing's all finished. Your forgiveness of sins is all finished. And you can go on and on and on. That's why it's necessary to understand and know the finished work of Jesus. Because then you won't be trying to twist his arm. You see, the finished work of Jesus comes out of God's love. So if you can get the finished work of Jesus in your life, you see, you'll experience his love. Amen? So God wants you to understand that. So he was sent to finish the work, and he finished the work. So where does that leave you and I? That leaves you and I to have a maintenance program that we renew our minds with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. We speak the Word of God, but you're not doing that to get. It's already finished. And if you don't get that understanding, some people spend their lifetime trying to get healed in their minds or in their bodies or in their emotions, and it's all been finished. And the reason why we have to have a maintenance program, because your mind will quickly walk away from God. And so you constantly got to get the Word of God in your mind on a daily basis so that you can constantly walk in the finished work of Jesus, so you can constantly receive his love. You see, most people don't understand. You think you're getting things from faith. No, you're getting things because everything has come out of God, which is Jesus, which is his love. It's an expression of the Father God, Jesus is. It's his love. Amen? And so I, being out of the background I was out of, I had to learn about God's love. And I'm still learning because it's a very powerful thing. Because the enemy goes around seeing who he can devour, and he tries to get people under guilt and condemnation. God don't love you. Well, you've been praying, you've been tithing and everything else, and nothing is coming your way. You see, that's a lie. Because if you're trying to work your way there, that's where you're messing up, because it's already been done. All that stuff is nothing but a maintenance program. Amen? Hallelujah. Next one, Steve. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And so he's going back to in that place, a place of God. But he said, I finished the work. I glorified you, Lord. What has God assigned you? What has he appointed you to do? And you've been off in this rabbit trail and that rabbit trail and this trail here and so on and so forth. You'll have every need met if you get into his assignment, no matter how long it takes, and glorify the Lord. God will bless you going out and coming in. You will walk not just in the anointing when you pray in tongues or pray in your prayer closet or speak the word of God. That anointing will be with you all the time. And you'll be able to flow into it. If you meet someone on the street and you say, God just gave me an assignment to pray for you, And she or he says, pray for me. That anointing will be there right then. Because you have a vision of the finished work. Not of something I gotta build myself up so I can minister this him or her. No, you're ministering from the finished work of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit's in you and I to let that love flow into that individual. So the more love you have, the more supernatural power goes into an individual. Amen? So you're not doing it based on you. You're doing it based on the finished work of Jesus. Amen? So he said, I finished it. It's all done. John 19:30, if you would, Steve. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So everything is finished now. We're being taught, you got to get this faith. You got to do this and do that. All of that is scriptural, but all of that is not to get. You got to, when God gives you a measure of faith or give us a measure of faith, it's to trust and believe in Jesus that he done it all for us. But if you're trying to do 1 through 5 to get healing in your body and you don't believe and have a vision of the finished work, it'll never happen. Have you ever seen people who go on being sick and sick and sick and sick and sick and sick and sick? Because they have no vision of the finished work of Jesus Christ. See, that will take a load off you. It doesn't mean you won't pray. It doesn't mean you won't quote scriptures. It doesn't mean you won't pray in tongues, or you should pray in tongues if you're not. Hallelujah. Because it's finished. He came to earth and he finished it. So you and I want to have the faith in the finished work of Jesus. Amen? Once Jesus comes into your life, you entered the finished work of Jesus. In other words, I'm saying, once you become born again, you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you have entered the finished work of Jesus. Now, I understand the minds don't understand and so on and so forth, and you got to renew your mind. There's some things you got to do. But once you get saved, you've entered the finished work of Jesus. Salvation means you've been delivered. Amen? So you've entered that finished work. So if you don't renew your mind in the finished work of Jesus, you'll be trying to get something by your own soulish area and your strength and trying to push, pull, and shove and everything else, and it grieves the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just wants to flow the finished work of Christ into you. You know why? He loves you. And so the finished work of Jesus comes out of his love. All the suffering on the cross was because he loved us. So that you and I wouldn't have to suffer. Now, we go through testings and trials. We all know that and everything else. But God wants you to know tonight that if you'll get a hold of the finished work of Jesus, you'll get a manifestation of his love in you by the Spirit of God that will bring glory to Jesus. And bring glory to the cross. Amen? True revival is living in the finished work of Jesus, which is his love. That's where true revival comes from. If you look at Catherine Kuhlman, she had a tremendous love coming out of her. Brannon and a whole bunch of those guys years ago, and we're all trying to get to that. The apostles, the prophets in the Old Testament had a tremendous lot of God's love. And so God wants you to understand tonight that if you can understand the finished work, or at least start working at it with the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, instead of you trying to twist God's arm or you trying to get something done, you need to learn the finished work of Jesus. That's where true revival comes from. It comes out of his love. God so loved the world, you see. And so he wants us, the body of Christ, the church, you and I, to flow in his love. And so once you start to learn that, because eye has not seen, ear heard, into the heart of man, that which God has prepared for them. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And so it goes next verse down. It says, but the Holy Spirit is revealing it, so your eyes should be open to the finished work of Jesus. Your ears should be open to the voice of God. You see, what's in your heart should be arriving in your heart is the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, turn to Philippians 2. 12 to 14. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence, but only, but how much more in my absence? Work out your own salvation with fear and trouble. Next. For it is God who works in you. So he's working out his love in you. God is helping you. God the Holy Spirit. You're working out your salvation because when you came into Jesus Christ and he became your Lord, you came into the finished work. Now the finished work is going to work its way out into the eyes, the mind, the physical body, and so on and so forth. God the Holy Spirit is in us to help us work it out. Because if I don't get it worked out, if I don't have this maintenance program, I'm never going to receive the love of God. You see, that finished work of Jesus. So I'm going to renew my mind, you see, that healing, I've already been healed. I'm not working to be healed, I'm already healed. That's the finished work of Jesus. And so he's saying here, God is working in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. It's God's good pleasure that you walk in healing, that you walk in love, that you walk in forgiveness. That's God's good pleasure, that you really experience the finished work of Jesus, that you really experience the anointing power of the Holy Spirit in your life, that you'll go through testings and trials, but God is with you, and God the Holy Spirit, and he'll have you say things during testings and trials which will free you. Because the enemy's always throwing dots in our minds, isn't he? So that's the airport of the poison of the enemy. And he's running around seeing who he can devour. But God says when you entered Jesus or Jesus entered you, you entered into the finished work of Jesus. Well, the outside don't know that. So you're going to work out your salvation, the finished work of Jesus. You're going to renew your mind with that. And I don't care what anybody says to you. You're always only going to believe what the Word of God says, what Jesus has said to you and done for you. Amen? There's going to be many, many arguments about creative miracles and healings and so on and so forth. God's Holy Spirit and his gifts flow through the love of God. That's what they're there for. It's the love of God, the expression of the love of God, which is attached to the cross. Amen? 14 says what? Do all things without complaint. See, the minute something happens, we're big complainers, man. All we do is complain about everything. And we complain about God. Well, God ain't done it lately. God ain't done it yet. Well, maybe you're still on milk and you can't receive some things. Maybe you've got to grow up spiritually. Do you think it's been easy? Me and my wife have been married 56 years. We've been in ministry 35. We've been doing this for 35 years. Do you think it's been easy? My God. But God, the Holy Spirit's taught me how to get the dots out of my mind. He poisoned me, Satan did. I was full of anger and bitterness. People who get sexually abused get full of bitterness and anger. And only Jesus' finished work, his love, can cause that to come out of us. My mom ran off when I was 5 years old. And I wound up in the state hospital when I was 16 for fighting and doing all kinds of weird things and so on and so forth. But when I got saved, you see, I joined the Marine Corps because I wanted to be one of these heroes. Listen, God brought me, you got to look at this. God brought me out of all that stinking thinking, multiple sclerosis, bitterness and anger, wanting to kill, wanting to do this and everything else. I'm a changed person. How could you not be changed? We married 56 years. God loves me. See, and I worked out myself, and still am. I'm still working my salvation out. I'm still, because God's in me, and I want to operate in his finished work. I don't want people going around saying, look what I done. You didn't do nothing. It's the finished work of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Boy, I got gold all over my piece of paper up here. I don't know what's going on here, man. See, the devil, Jesus works at his finished work by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil works at finishing you up in sin. That's his job. And you know what happens if you stay in sin all your life? You find yourself pushing up daisy before your time. Amen? So God says when you got Jesus into your life, you got the finished work. You really don't. Listen, the finished work means it's finished. It's finished. See, I can have a sound mind if I go into the finished work of Jesus, if I renew my mind. I can have sound emotions. See, marijuana gives you a whole different outlook on life. Do you know that? How you doing, man? I talk to people who recreationally use dope. The trouble is, it's an everyday recreational. And when you see them 5 years later, boo-hoo, you know why? Their whole mind, your whole impression of life has changed from marijuana. That's why it's dangerous. See, you have to get life from Jesus. Now, the buzz may be fun. It may feel good. But when the devil's finished with you, you won't have a brain. Why? Because he tries to finish sin in your life. He tries to get you depressed in your life and let the finished work of depression, oppression, you see, work in your life. That's what he tries to do. And you have to understand that you have the finished work and you must renew your mind. You must start thinking differently. How do you do that? You get the scriptures in your mind. If you don't put no scriptures in your mind, you'll think the old way. You'll get born again and you'll be still thinking the old way. When someone says you don't look good, you'll be down in the emergency room. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to John 9, if you would, Steve. I don't know if you'll catch on to this, but God showed me this. And John 9. Let me see here. Start with verse 1. Are you there? You ain't going off to sleep on something, are you? Well, I want to show you something here. I feel it's important. It'll finally come together and connect up. But in verse 1 of John 9, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. I want you to listen to this now. God created man out of the dust. Breathe into his nostrils. This man should never have been born blind. Because when God created man, he created him perfect. That will take you over the blood of Jesus and the cross and the finished work of Jesus in a while. But listen now. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? You know, we all go through this stuff. Was it his parents who was born? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God can be revealed in him. The works of God goes back to Genesis 2:7, where God created man out of the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils. God's going to be glorified because as we go down through, you're going to see Jesus take up dust, spit on it, and put it on his eyes. Why was that? Because man was created out of dust. He breathed into his nostrils, and this man should never have been born blind. Something went wrong down through the time. So he's going back to the creation of God. He's going to take some dust out of the ground. He's going to spit on it, and he's going to put it on his eyes. And God was going to be honored from this because God created man perfect. No sickness, no disease, no blind, and so on and so forth. So he says here, Jesus says, Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God will be revealed in him. The works of God started back in Genesis, where he created man out of the dust. Are you looking? Now the works of God is going to be revealed to them people by what Jesus does. This man should never have been blind. Okay? So God, Jesus, had to make sure that the devil wouldn't use this and say, ha-ha, you were created way back here when God started that. Look at this man's blind, and he has no sickness, no disease. He was born blind. Well, God's power is going to be revealed. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He said these things, and he spat on the ground and made a little clay out of the dust, saliva. He anointed his eyes, the eyes of the blind man. He said to him, now go wash it off. See, this is how God gets revealed in our lives. Are you listening to this now? He's born out of the dust. God breathes into his nostrils. He's supposed to be a perfect creation of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In Genesis, it says, let us all get together and make man in our image and after our likeness, right? So he created him out of the dust. Jesus is going to get the Father to get the glory. He's going to reveal what God did way back in Genesis by making a little dust, taking a little dust and spitting in it. See, God will never go back on what he's done in the finished work of Christ. As far as you're concerned, you're healed. Amen? Okay. He said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Then they were asking him how this happened and so on and so forth. The whole theory here behind this is, when God created in Genesis man out of dust, Jesus took dust that God would be revealed this day. To prove to the enemy, you may cause him to be born blind, but I'm going to reveal to the people, and God's going to get the glory that he's going back to the original time, and God's still behind that, his creation, and he's going to see. Because I'm going to put what God created him out of, dust, put a little spit in it, you see, which is the anointing, and put it on his eyes. Are you listening? Okay. Now, when Jesus came with the finished work, the Holy Spirit will do the very same thing in our lives when it comes to healing. Because there is a finished work of Jesus Christ. If I'm trying to work to get healing and I'm not connected to the finish, I'll never get anything. Jesus is trying to reveal what the Father God created back then and how he created out of that. It was still good today. Now Jesus comes on the scene. He's sent by the Father to finish the work. He's finished the work. Now you and I have stepped into Jesus. We're born again. We're Christians. We have now just stepped into the finished work of Jesus. Okay? So the finished work of Jesus is still powerful working today through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the same way the dust did. Can you receive that? Jesus' finished work cannot be denied in your body today. It only is denied when we grieve the Spirit if we're trying to get there some other way. If I don't realize that I have the finished work, I've entered the finished work because I've accepted Jesus into my life. Into my life comes the Holy Spirit. Into my life comes the finished work of Jesus. So you can turn around and spit three times and quote 15,000 scriptures, but it only comes through the love of Jesus. That's the finished work of Jesus. That's how people get healed. And it's still good today. The same as the dust was good back then, and Jesus revealed that, the same way the finished work is good today. Amen? Hallelujah. So he done a creative miracle, didn't he? Now, you notice he didn't stand around. He just went about the Father's business. People are wondering, well, why did you take dust? Because he was made out of that. And I'm going to show you that dust is still powerful with the right ingredients, the spit out of the mouth of Jesus. The promise that God made back then, in Genesis, see, he didn't create a man out of a dust in Genesis that came out of that blind or one foot or one hand or emotionally or disturbed in the mind. He didn't create anybody like that. That stuff is created by the devil. See? So once you get hooked into the finished work of Jesus, amen? You start believing it. You ask the Holy Spirit to help you every day to learn about the finished work of Jesus. Okay? This is what's going to happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm getting there. Hold on. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. See, right today, some people sitting here, their eye hasn't seen. A lot of things that Scripture says the eye hasn't seen. Because most of the time, we're trying to soulishly get it up to operate. Okay? Nor have entered in the heart of man. It's only going to enter in. God will show you here. The things that God has prepared. What has God prepared? The finished work of Jesus. He's prepared that for us. Amen? Now, the next verse down, it says what? The next verse down, it says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So everybody's rejecting spiritual things today, the gifts of the Spirit, the words of knowledge, and so on and so forth. But God has revealed them. You'll never know what God prepared. Oh, you'll know about the cross, and you'll know about his death, and you'll know about his resurrection, but you'll never have the revelation, the light, the love of God in you concerning the finished work of Jesus. Because it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. He helps us work that salvation out. We should be walking in healing. Well, how come God didn't grow your leg out? Well, why don't you ask him? I don't grow legs out. Amen? But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches the deep things of God, the deep finished work of God, the things that God has prepared. You know some people can't receive love today? God's love? They're so beat up inside. The world has really done a dirty trick on them. But we're not supposed to be in the world. Once we get saved, you see, we're not in the world. We're in the kingdom, and we're developing a kingdom language. Amen? And that kingdom language is the finished work of Jesus. So whatever you need today, saints, God has already done it. Faith brings you to the door, which is Jesus. And when faith brings you to the door opens up and the love of God comes out from behind there into you. So we've been taught we got to do all these different things. You got to have faith in the finished work of Jesus. And he's already dealt you faith. And if you can get a hold of this, saints, I haven't been disturbed with sickness and disease in my body for a long time now. He's tried to put MS back on me. Didn't work because I recognized it right away. I'm in the kingdom. I'm a brand new person. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So we need his strength. The wonderful Holy Spirit in our lives will minister. Your eyes will be open. You'll start to hear from God the Holy Spirit what God has prepared for you. A great thing. Then you'll get on that journey. You'll finish your journey and you'll glorify the Lord. God has got something for everybody in this place. But if everybody in this place don't get hooked on to the finished work of Jesus, you'll never see anything happen in your life, your family, and so on and so forth. Amen? See, I've had people walk in here and give $20,000, $25,000, never taking up a collection. A month ago, someone dropped $37,000 in here. We didn't have but 10 people here Friday. Check in there for $37,000. It'll humble you. it'll also get you to complain. Well, but God, I don't have anybody coming. I ain't leading nobody. I ain't seen no. Why do you think I'm providing the money for you? Duh. Now you want to go, you want to hold on this conversation. Now, God, let's just sit down and talk about this. And you know what you get? Air. Nothing. He's not going to explain anything to me. See? We'd be in tough trouble if you had to check everything out with Ellery. Amen? But you see, some of us are still around this place. Go to Corinthians 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. See, you see, we've lost the finished work of Jesus, or never even got it. We remain as babes. Oh, a lot of us say, well, I know Genesis, I know Matthew, I know all this stuff. But listen, saints, if the finished work of Jesus, his love, ain't working in your life, you're still a babe in Christ. I can't talk to you. You're still on milk. I fed you with milk, not with solid food, verse 2. For until now, you are not able to receive it. Even now, you are still not able. So a period of time had gone on. And when you talk to some Christians, they know everything. They don't have a teachable spirit. They know everything. Oh, yeah, just because they heard about it, they think they know it. It's got to be working in your life. And out of faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. See, when he had done that finished work, it was God's love. And if I can't receive love, I can't receive the finished work. Well, you wouldn't believe what she done, he done, they done to me. I've come through all kinds of different things. And I'm still here. And every month, next month, February 7th, it'll be 7-7-7. I'm 77. Seven for one whole year now. On the 7th of each month, I'll be 7-7-7. Now, you try to deal with God. Say, God, ain't you into sevens? It's a perfect number. So we sit down, and this is what's behind door number two. Let's try to make a deal here. All you got to do is keep going on loving God, giving out the love of God, and let the sevens take care of themselves. That's God's business. Amen? Was that a yes or no? Well, praise God. Huh? Yes, amen. Okay. Well, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. The finished work of Jesus is the increase of God. Things that are prepared for us that we don't even know. Half of us here don't even know how to receive love. If I come out there under the anointing and slap your face, are you going to turn the other cheek? I better cuff you first. I'm not going to do that. I'm only kidding. If someone's done something bad to you, are you still bitter about it? Listen, saints. This is the works of principalities and powers. Are you listening? Bitterness. That means resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. If that's in you, God wants to love you and get rid of that. He wants you to get in the finished work because that's the only way you're going to get rid of bitterness, unforgiveness, and violent temper and anger. Rebellion, self-control. Everybody tries to control God. Charismatic people are the worst.
I pray in tongues. Well, you don't pray enough. Huh.
jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness. These are all works of the devil, principalities and powers. And guess what? The finished work of Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers. Disarmed Satan.
Well, I think we need to play a song. Calm down, Ellery. Okay. Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Say what? Am I doing good?
Well, no one's got up and walked out yet. Well, praise God.
I've had them do it. You drive down here at 10 below zero and 5 people show up, 10 people show up. You got to preach like that's 5,000 people out there. You preach yourself happy. Then when you leave here, you don't leave complaining. Wasn't that a good service? My wife would say, boy, that was a good message.
It was.
You got to preach yourself happy. Right, dear? Preach yourself happy, right? Amen? Hallelujah.
Well, let me just pick out something here. See, we play it. Most people have never been, hasn't been here. And by the way, don't leave yet. We want to see you before you go. Uh-huh. Do you have a little something? Do you have something you can share about your ministry there?
All of these ladies are from there? What? Raise your hands, all you ladies. Wow. And she gets to work with them.
Talk about a challenge.
That gets you to check your faith out, man. You know what? Back in the old days when they'd line up the tent and Moses would say, she didn't comb her hair. Divorce. She didn't wash her face. Divorce. But God said, that weren't me.
I don't know why he said that. Praise God. All right. Go number one, the purple, Terry. How you doing tonight? You doing good so far? Huh? Blessed. Praise God. Amen. That's right. Listen to this song. We're going to give you the glory, right?
You deserve the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sing it. You deserve. We
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That somebody here has gotten some, had some kidney problems and is giving you some problems. God, Jesus has already healed that. Jesus is healing shoulders and spines, and there's something wrong with someone's wrist, and God, Jesus is healing that. See, I'm speaking from the finished work of Jesus. So I'm just going to just flow as the Holy Spirit gives me these things. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone's got a jaw that cracks, pops, it does something. God is healing that. Hallelujah. This lady back here, what was your name again? No, way back? Cassandra. Did she say it already? I didn't hear it, right? Listen, dear, it's going to turn around. There has been a big problem that has come up against your life, but God says beginning tomorrow, things will start turning around. Wisdom is going to come to you, and you're going to find out how to handle this. There's somebody who's really out to stop some spiritual growth in your life, and God is going to close the mouth. And God is going to set you separate, and he's going to bring you into a Shekinah glory, a presence of God in your prayer closet. And all of a sudden, whatever was the problem was going on in your thinking, where it was controlling you, is just going to be removed from you by the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's going to be a big change in your life. God has got it all lined up and prepared, and he's the one who's going to cause you and coach you by the Holy Spirit how to come out of these things. You've come here tonight, and God says you have received. Now believe in what has been told to you and sit down and listen to the CD, because you can get a CD right after what was spoken to you, and your name will be on it, and so on and so forth, or a DVD, whichever one you want. Hallelujah. But God's going to really, really change it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's been a big weight around your neck, young lady. What's your first name? Devon, there's been a weight around you, dear, and God says it's coming off tonight. Yes, you want to be happy. Yes, you want to see the things in your life change. And yes, you've been working at changing it. But God says there's a finished work, a revelation, a light that's going to come into your life and bring the love of God like never before. When I touch you, there's some problems going on in your thinking right now, and it's going to be gone in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I command it all to go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, the happiness and love from your throne room, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, because greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. Satan, you've been bound. Your power has been broken by the finished work of Jesus. Principalities and powers, you have been bound. Your power has been broken. And now she's going to come alive with the anointing and the love, the power of the Holy Spirit for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something you've left behind, and you've been trying to get it back. There's something you walked away from, and you've been trying to get it back. God's going to connect it back up by his grace and his power. You haven't lost nothing, God says. It may look like you have. The enemy's been throwing dots in your mind, but God says you haven't lost anything. God says all things are possible with me. I want you to keep that in your mind. Mark 9:23, all things are possible with you if you believe. God says, I'm going to help you believe, my daughter. I'm going to help you believe that God can bring back what you think you've lost and it'll never be back. God says, I can bring it back. I can restore it. I'm in the restoring business. So God says tonight there's going to be a restoration in your life. Things brought back to you that you thought was lost and gone. Father God, I touch her right now, and I thank you and I praise you. Satan, you've been lying, and I bind you right now. I release the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. I release your love, Lord Jesus Christ, into this woman of God, Lord, that she hasn't lost nothing. That which she wants back, if you'll just stand and believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ, you are Lord over the universe, and you can restore and bring back in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Play another one, Jeff. Play number 8. This is one for all of us. Hallelujah. I surrender all. Amen?
Say, I'm in the finished work of Jesus. He loves me. His love is soaking me right now. Anything that's in me, not of His love, is leaving now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say something that's entirely up to your response, but there's people here, a couple of people who are very angry about something. There's a lot of bitterness in you. And sometimes through the laying on of hands, God will remove that. And so if you have any of that, you don't have to say anything to me or anybody else, but if you have any of that going on in your life, God wants to free you tonight. So if you get out of your pew and come up here, anybody that has that going on in your life, any bitterness, any anger towards something, sometimes we don't know, but there's a thing going on us and driving us inside of our lives all the time, and we don't know why we're always doing wrong instead of doing right. You're driven by anger. If there's anybody here has that, if you get out of your pew and come up here, I can go down there, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. So if anybody's got that going on in your life, if you'll come up here, I'll pray for you. Okay? I'm not going to force it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some people don't want to get into stuff like that, but God wants to free us from everything. Amen? Hallelujah. So you really shouldn't be carrying that because you can't carry it. The battle's the Lord's, and you need to turn it over to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. We'll give people a little more time. Hallelujah. This lady back here in the black. Right here. Yeah, no. Yeah, we always turn around and look to see if someone. What's your first name, dear? Huh? Shekinah? Hallelujah. I'm talking to you now. Oh, yes, I am.
She's shy.
Oh, yeah. Roberta?
Roberta.
This one right in the middle?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh. That's nothing wrong with being shy, is there?
No.
You know, I used to skip school when I had to give a report in front of the class. I couldn't say 10 words. Now you can't shut me up.
I know.
You know that, huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, something has made you shy. There's something in your life. I think every time you became outgoing and tried to walk in some strength of God or some strength, people kind of said things to you and it drove you back in the fetus position. But God says tonight he's going to free you from that. It doesn't mean you're going to run around and preach to everybody, but you're going to sense yourself coming out of that because something in your life has driven that into you and caused you to be the way you are. And so every time you tried to work something out in your life, someone put you down, and they didn't give you the right to express yourself. So you out of that shyness grew into your life, and you said, "I might as well just be quiet, not say anything about anything." But you have some really smart ideas, a wisdom from God that God wants to develop in you, and God wants you to bring it forth. And the shyness is holding it back because you think you're going to get the same thing from other people when you mention the ideas you have. So right now, Father, excuse me, dear. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I break that spirit of shyness right now. And Father God, I thank you and I praise you in the name of Jesus that the wisdom of God is going to overflow and overtake. The love of Jesus is going to touch her right tonight from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed ideas into her spirit. And this shyness, Lord, has caused her just to be quiet, not say anything about anything. So tonight, Lord, I'm asking, God, the power of the Holy Spirit to break her out of this, Lord, so she can be a free woman, Lord, making wages, Lord, and making these ideas come to pass, Lord, and making money from these ideas in the mighty name of Jesus. It's going to take your power, your grace, Lord Jesus Christ, but most of all, it's going to take your wisdom. So let it fall and grow up in her tonight, Lord, as I lay hands and touch her, and we speak in the authority of the name of Jesus that this woman's going to come alive with the wealth of God in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. How you doing?
Great.
Are you with her too? Wow. Praise God. You know something? You have this thing where I'm just great. There's a lot of things going on in you, inside of you, dear, that God wants you to help get free completely from it. Not just you going around smiling, saying I'm great, and all of a sudden in a crowd you feel lonely. God is going to fill you tonight and bring you into a place where you won't be so lonely. You're going to start seeing good in every area of your life. You're going to look in the mirror and you're going to love what you're seeing because God loves you. Amen. So there's some things in you, dear, that God's going to touch tonight. He's going to bring it up out of you. And so when you say, tomorrow I'm blessed, you really will be blessed. and this sin here will no longer be controlling you. Father God, I touch my sister right now with the love of Jesus Christ. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that deep down hurt and emotions, Lord, that you are a healer, Lord. Let the word of God go all the way down, that greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world, Lord. I thank you and I praise you as I speak the blood of Jesus Christ all over her, Lord, in the depths of her emotions right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I can see back, Lord, where someone treated her very, very badly, pushing, shoving, and even to the point of hurting her. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that her love, your love truly is going to grow up in her, and she's going to see yesterday gone, and she's not going to remember it no more. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you can heal minds and you can heal emotions, Lord, that this young lady, Lord, will grow up, Lord, into a woman of God, Lord, with great anointing and power in her life, Lord. In the problems that she was having, she will lead people out of, because there's many people in the world that have this same problem, Lord, who have been damaged by people, Lord. Their emotions have been damaged. But you're a healing God, Lord. You already heal, Lord. So we ask, Lord, the finished work of Jesus to go into her emotions right now as I pray, and I pray in the authority of the name of Jesus, and we just give you praise and honor and glory that every bit of it is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I might as well just go through the pews here. You may not never come back. How you doing, dear?
Fine.
No, you're not. You're just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and things are going to be changed in your own personal makeup. God is going to give you a peace. Are you saved, dear? When I say saved, have you ever said, Father God, I'm a sinner, I received Jesus into my life?
Yes.
You've said that? How long ago did you do that, dear?
Today.
Oh, you did it today.
You just had us do it.
Oh, and so you actually, tonight you got saved.
No, I just like to.
Oh, you just like to do it? No, it's nothing. Sure, sure. Praise God. How you doing, Mom?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Are you with this bunch, too?
Yeah.
Don't you want some blessings?
A lot of them.
Father God, I bless her now, Lord, with grace. I bless her with mercy. I bless her with righteousness, Lord. I bless her with peace, Lord. I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, that my God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I bless her, Lord, and I remove loneliness from her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that she's going to start seeing and hearing, Lord, and that what God has prepared for her, even where she is in life, Lord, in the age she's at, it makes no difference, God. You're preparing, and the Holy Spirit is revealing to her what you're preparing for her, and she's going to receive the blessings of God, the blessings of God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that she at this moment, from this moment on, is going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. She's coming out beneath that tent, Lord, and she's going to be a free woman, spirit, soul, and body. I declare it now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Excuse me. Well, praise my God. How you doing? Blessed and highly favored? Okay. Ain't no point going over there then. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God. Anybody else who needs prayer, come up here right now. Seeing that we're in the prayer line. Hallelujah. Put on spirit to spirit, if you would, please. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch my brother, Lord. Oh, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, guy. Have I ever seen you before?
No, sir.
No? This is the first time here?
Yes, sir.
How'd you find your way over here?
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, he causes all kinds of problems like that. Amen. He's a good man of God. How you doing, dear? I'll be praying in a minute. What are you suffering from? Autoimmune. How long you had that, dear? Wow. We'll pray for you in a minute, dear. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. God says, my son, the enemy's trying to get you to run the old film all the time. And you seem to cooperate. You get thinking about the old things you've done and way back when and so on and so forth. God has saved you and started you on a new highway. And God wants you to learn how to renew your mind and how to confess certain things that you don't go back into the old life, but you continue on dressing up in the new man. This is going to really help you separate yourself from the world. And the anger that has come out of you at times in different areas, God is settling that down now. God is putting his pure love, into this anger and causing you not to be angry at things, and you don't even know why you're being angry, because God's in the deliverance business, and tonight he's going to deliver you from this anger. He's going to deliver you from yesterday. God's going to teach you how to put your hand to the plow and not look back. Because that's the way he is. He's a loving God. And when you're looking back, you can't see God. You can't feel God. All you're seeing is yourself and blaming yourself and guilt and condemnation. But God says he's going to teach you how to put your hand to the plow, how to confess things and keep walking forward. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. I break every power of Satan, every principality and power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I free my brother right now, Lord. Oh, the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, with the healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. In the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak right now, Lord, to this thing that she's going through, Lord. I command it and curse it right now, and I command it to cease in the authority of the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she's feeling different right now, is going to feel more different, Lord, tomorrow morning. We just give you praise, because I expect, God, that your finished work, your love, Lord, is flowing into my sister in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. wait and come his way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the precious love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. Do I know you from somewhere? You? Do I know you from somewhere? No? Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the wonderful love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Clear out all
praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every offense.
Praise you, Jesus.
All unforgiveness.
Hallelujah. Oh, the love of Jesus. Jesus, the love of Jesus, hallelujah, the love of Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Well, praise God, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, isn't God good? Amen. Yes, give him a clap offering. Don't you feel different? Huh? What's your first name? Don? You feel better, Don? How do you feel, dear? You feel good. Praise God. Everybody feels good. Can I pray for you? Huh? Both of you.
Okay.
You'd like that, right?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Who's going to refuse prayer, right? Huh? Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord. When I take my hand off starting tomorrow, she's going to see herself differently, Lord. She's going to see herself changed by your love, Lord Jesus, through the laying on of hands, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that I prophesy into her life, Lord, that greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. And she's going to come alive, Lord. Yes, with direction in her life. There's no direction, Lord. There's a spirit of confusion, Lord. And I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I free her from that, Lord. Instead of walking in circles, Lord, she's going to have direction in her life, Lord. And she's going to come alive because the direction is going to be your wonderful Holy Spirit, Lord, that's going to bring her into light and revelation and direction for her life. For you have a call upon her life, my Father God, through Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Christ, and we expect it to manifest. So I break every power, principalities and powers, unclean spirits, I break off from her in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. This is a child of God. This is a woman of God, and she's going to stand up, and she's going to walk in the light and the revelation. No weapon formed against her is going to prosper. I condemn every tongue in the name of Jesus, and I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you're doing right now in her life, bringing her out of confusion, bringing her out of darkness, bringing her out with strength and glory and anointing of the Spirit in her life, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. That which had her bound, that which had her bound is loosed right now in the name of Jesus. That which had her bound is loosed right now in the name of Jesus. Woman, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Loosed from yesterday. Loosed from drugs. Loosed from yesterday. Loosed in Jesus' name. I free her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for you're going to cause her to rise up, and she's going to have thinking of herself. Well in her mind. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now in the authority of the name of Jesus, I speak the finished work of Jesus into her life. And I give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, dear. God bless you, dear. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of God. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, honor you. And honor you, Lord Jesus. Every bit of that back in the back of her mind, Lord, every bit of it, I can see God actually taking it out, all that darkness, and there's light going into your brain, into your mind right now by the power of his love. God can heal brains. God can heal emotions. All things are possible with God. I can see light going right into your mind. Light going right into your mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The devil has been loosed. The principalities and powers have been bound in light. Light, her light is shining now by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's do one worship song before we close. If you would, Jeff, please. 9 in the orange, please. Hallelujah. Are you doing good?
Amen.
Praise God. Did anybody come in here with backaches or shoulder aches and it's gone? I just want you to see if there's any testimonies. Sometime, what did you have, dear? Gone? I don't mean your shoulder's gone. I mean, but is the pain gone? But it's gone. Who else raised their hands? What would you have, brother? You hurt everywhere? And God tuned you up. It's all gone. Praise God. Shoulder, praise God, gone. Shoulder, oh, praise God, it's gone. See? See how God's loving us and healing us? Hallelujah. If I don't get a leg here, I'll get one up in heaven. Yes, Steve. Wrist, heel, gone. Anybody else? Hallelujah. See? Isn't he good? See, it had nothing to do with me yelling or preaching or laying hands. It's got to do with his love. Did you know that he comes in and settles right in the pews, his love does? Right in the pews. His Shekinah glory just fills this place. I told the Lord, I just want to get up here and do nothing, let you do everything. Don't that sound good? Are you feeling more bold? peace. Oh, yeah, that's it. Jesus has got you, dear. Hallelujah. I just got this real peace, she said. See, I got to do everything I can because they may not pass by here for another year. Amen? Hallelujah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have you stand up, dear. Okay? Stand up right now, right there. And all these ladies that came with her, I want you to reach your hands out to her. Father God, as they reach their hands out to her, Lord, we thank you for the refreshing, Lord, that's coming into her. This is these young ladies, Lord, are thanking her for the work she's done through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in their lives. Father God, we thank you for the praise. We thank you for the worship. We thank you for implanting the Word of God through her by the power of the Holy Spirit into these girls' life. Now today, Lord, tonight, we just believe, Lord, for a fresh anointing, Lord, upon my sister, Lord, right now, Lord. A fresh peace and anointing, Lord. Because the job she's doing here on earth surely brings glory to you, Lord Jesus. All these ladies that love her, Lord, are reaching their hands out to her, Lord. We ask, Lord, that these extended hands, Lord, release love and anointing. And as I touch her, Lord, I declare and prophesy a fresh anointing, a fresh great grace coming into her life, Lord, in the area of finances, in the area, Lord, of her anointing, Lord. She no longer is going to be at the bottom rung. She's going up to another level, Lord, and she's going to see into people's hearts, Lord, and speak by the love of Jesus Christ, and it's going to free them, Lord. It's going to free them. Your gifts, Lord, of love is going to flow through my sister into these people and other people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. You didn't play that song yet, did he? I thought I went right on through it. I didn't know. Hallelujah. Kind of close your eyes and listen to this. It'll bless you.
With our voices we worship you, our Father which art in heaven. Singing praise full of gratitude, we come in worship attitude, our Father which art in heaven. For the gift of your only Son, we worship you, Holy One, we worship you.
Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I'll praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I'll sing praises to thee among the nations.
Unashamedly we lift our voice to worship you is our choice. We rejoice with a heavenly host. You gave to us the Holy Ghost, our Father which art in heaven. For your Comforter is with us now to do His will if we will allow. We worship, worship, worship.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your finished work.
We thank you, Lord, that you have sent the Holy Spirit to remind us of things you have said, Jesus. And he takes from you, Jesus, and gives to us. We're so grateful. We humble ourselves in your sight, Lord Jesus. And all these people that have been touched by your love, been touched by you, Jesus, whether it's healing in the physical body, Lord, or in the emotions or in the mind, we just give you praise and honor and glory because you are a God who does creative miracles, Lord. And under the finished work of Jesus, just as the dust, Lord, created man back in Genesis, Lord, we have been recreated, Lord, by the finished work of Jesus. We are saved. He's in us, Lord, and the Holy Spirit is helping us every day, Lord, to walk in the blessings of you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you praise and honor and glory, exalt and lift you up for everything that was done here tonight. It's because of you, Lord Jesus, because of your presence, because you promised what you are gathered in your name. There you are, Lord. And we have become blessed, from you, Lord Jesus Christ, tonight. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and thank you that you have touched these people, Lord, and sent them home refreshed and healed in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.